Smythe, just to put this to rest right now, the planning commissioner over in Stone County, he said he knew some of you folks and he was going to reach out to you. I don't know if he did or not, but we met with him several times in the past because we wanted to do something with Post Oak, and it was just getting beat up with chip and seal. It will not last with the trucks coming over the top of it. It just beat it all to pieces and it was gone in 3 years. Chip and seal would not last. But Hank told us he would not take on that road back there. They don't have the money. They're not going to do it. My question is, they go back there and they put this road in. It's one way in, one way out. Who's going to maintain it after they build the houses? Who's going to take care of it and spend the money to keep those roads? And that road is the side of a mountain. And all the water comes off those mountains and it hits those roads and it washes them out. That's why those dozers were out there. The Pattersons own those two. There's only two rentals back there. And he swore to us that he wasn't going to put any more in there because we've had a time with them, with people coming in our neighborhoods and theft and issues that we had. But he said he didn't want to do it either. And we've got another guy that has one. But at the end of the day, when the water comes down off that mountain, and you go the experience that knows what it is around here, they wash those chip and seals off, and it's like peeling potato chips off the road. It goes right off. It will have to be asphalt going back into that road to do it. The other piece I'd like to mention to you is just imagine that you own a piece of property that it was your dream home that you built. You retired. You came out to the lake, on this lake, and you've got a community, maybe 15, 20 cars passing by every day. Like everybody has said, we walk our dogs. It's a great community. Everybody's friends. And then all of a sudden we look up and we have this 60 homes going, rental homes going in with six bedrooms. We're talking about I don't know how they came up with the number they did, but we were being very minimum. Around 300 cars going back and forth right through the middle of our two subdivisions. It's our homes that they're going through, and they're going to have to cut out half of my front yard to do it. I'll move. I'll have to leave this lake if they do what they're wanting to do and put money in their pockets from out-of-town investors. The thing is, too, just imagine this piece as well, that you got people hooking up to their boats. There's only one place that they can go to drop those boats, and that's on Old 86 down there at the boat launch. They're going to have to hook those boat ups and drive all the way down there, going one way in, one way out, get up in the morning on a Saturday morning, and you've got 300 cars or trucks that are wanting to hook up to a boat and go down to the lake with a Mastercraft on the back, and you know how heavy those are, or any other boat. That road on the Rundle is so steep and has blind spots. When you come up to it, you can't see what's on the other side when you come down it. If it's wet, those boats are going to push them right through to the bottom of that hill, and there's nothing to stop them. Go right into Scott Bolton's brand new shop that he built. It's about 20 feet down in the bottom of the hill, and that's what's going to happen. Someone's going to get hurt, and most likely someone's going to get killed. It's not a matter of if, but it's just a matter of when. If they put all this traffic going up and down our road, it's going to ruin our subdivision. It's going to ruin our homes. It's our investment that we gave. I worked all my life to have this place. It was my dream place. And I don't want this to happen. And you think about, you know, Mr. Worley said in one of his opening statements last week, or last meeting, I should say, he said that, you know, we're going to help you increase the value of your homes. You know, how is this going to increase the value of our homes? I asked that. It's going to be worth it. No one's going to want to buy my house with that kind of traffic, over 300 cars going back and forth all day long every day. Thank you.
Folks, we have it. The roads in Stone County are bad. Unless you have something different to add, we don't need to hear about the roads.
We're pretty much done with the roads. Right, my name's Dale Etter. I live on 106 Tall Tree, so I'm right in the middle of this. And, you know, we're vehemently opposed to this, obviously. Don't want to tell you that. I'm here just to mention a little bit about some of my life experiences with rental homes, rental properties. We have Tall Pines, which is up the top of the hill. I think there's five homes in there, and they're and it's on a 30 to 40 acre plot. So we're not against rental homes. We know Valerie and Bud and all those folks that run that place. That's totally different than even the picture he flashes up of the parade of homes, beautiful model home he's got. That's not what he's proposing building, period. So, you know, there's all the flashy pictures you want, but that's not what he's building. I own 80 acres on the other side of it. I'm also speaking for John Holderman, who owns the 80 acres across the top immediately adjacent to this. We have had numerous issues and encounters, and not issues, and encounters with rentals. If you're renting a home, you're trying to get out of the house. So they walk, and they go up and down, which is great as long as they stay on a public property. When they venture off or onto our land and start trespassing, which they're going to do, and you got 600-something people staying at a 60-home facility, that they're gonna trespass. They're going to want to get to the lake. This property is on cliffs. They're not going to get a swimming platform. They're not going to get dock rentals. They're going to be looking for a place to access the lake, and the only place to do that is across our land. So it's just human nature. It's going to happen. The other piece I want to talk about with trash, we're constantly picking up trash, and we know they're renters because we asked them. You're on my property. You know you're trespassing. Yeah, we're just out for a stroll, out for a walk, and we're staying over at Tall Pines. So, I mean, we know they're rentals, and we know what they're trying to do. We've had vandalism. We've had fences broken down. We've had gates climbed and damaged. We had a mailbox knocked over. Don't know that was a rental, but it happened. And I do own a vacant home right next door to the Tall Pines community. And we've had windows broken. We've had people go through that house. Again, it's just human nature. So, but I didn't say work road, did I? Did all? Okay.
You get my presentation.
Yep.
I'm Alan Snyder. I live in Williams Landing, so we're fortunate enough to have a beautiful home right on the lake. We just moved here a year and a half, but I've been in the area since 1972, since I was 5 years old. We love this area. We moved down here to retire and have our kids and our grandkids down there, and even in Williams Landing, I mean, we get people, and the problem is these people come off of UU. And once they come off UU, if they miss Arundel, they come, and especially these trucks, there's nowhere to turn around if they get all the way down to Williams Landing. And maybe if you look, well, we'll get to that. But water usage, that's one of our concerns, is that in the amount of water these people are going to use, the United States Geological Survey says that 80 to 100 gallons of water per day per person. So you just... I just used 50 homes. Now I'm here in 66 homes times 12 people per day because they're six-bedroom homes. 90 gallons a day, 200 days per year. You're 10 million gallons that you're taking out of the aquifer that all of us. Grandview's had issues with theirs and had to replace it. We're to the point we're built out. We're sufficient with what we've got, but if we have a leak or anything at all, we have a high usage, fire, et cetera, We start, our tank comes down and the pump and the aquifer can't keep up. And we're concerned about adding, you know, like another gentleman said, to go in there and build some homes out there. I don't think any of us have issues with building homes out there to a proper number over a large acreage, just like we have in our neighborhood, you know, and you put maybe 20 homes in there or something like that of people that stay there. A lot of us are sometimes we snowbird, sometimes they stay there full time. Usage isn't that much, but nightly rentals, 180, 200 nights a year, traffic coming in and out, that number, you're talking families coming together, you're probably looking at 4 to 6 cars per person or 12, easily 10 to 12 people in a six-bedroom home. You assume 2 people a bedroom, and then the kids and grandkids are probably on the couches and floors and everything else. So just the amount of water strictly being used, maybe go to the next slide. This was just a quick, this is some of the typical what we're seeing built in Taney County. Obviously, that's Highway 265. You can go to the next one. This is the type of homes that are probably going to get built, not as HGTV 2022 Home of the Year. I noticed the picture you put up there today was, you know, we'd love to have $2.5 million, $3 million homes built up there on these beautiful 30-acre spot lots. It'd be fine. Then we'd have one up there, and we'd be just fine with it. Go on to the next. And again, there's another one off 165, which is meant for this kind of traffic. I mean, I would be sick to my stomach if I found out that I just bought a home that I'm going to have 200 to 300 cars a day coming back and forth and through my neighborhood. And the problem is, just like they do, we have to take care of our roads and upkeep on them. And so that's not in his subdivision, so who's going to pay to upkeep our roads? Go to the last one here, trespassing. We've got homeowners on our docks. We've got a couple nightly rentals, and obviously, yeah, there's some around the areas. I guarantee we'll be up there every time they come in our area again to try to switch these to nightly rental properties because they're just problems. They come on our docks. They come, you know, you see them messing with your boats. You see them with that. And all of us, you know, we understand that's part of living on the lake, and we're all pretty friendly people. And a lot of times they're just looking to see, but, you know, they start swimming off your docks and this and that. Somebody gets hurt. We're liable. We own we own it and everything. So we're concerned about safety. And one of the issues, we had a fire, two doors down from us. And unfortunately, Taney County has struggles with where is the stone Taney County line. And we call fire or 911. There's always an argument, that's Stone County. Nope, we're in Taney County. No, you can't be in Taney County. Nope, look at your line. And we're sitting there having an argument trying to get them to understand to get services like ambulances, fire trucks, et cetera. It took forever to get a fire truck out to Williams Landing. You can only imagine what the safety is going to be to 60, 70 homes as close as they're built together. He's proposing once one goes, they're all going to go. There's going to be 60 homes burned to the ground because you're not going to get there in time to stop it because the fire and safety and whatnot, it's just not out there. It just can't support that. You know, maybe on the other side of the lake where they're being built now, there's quicker access to it. But for Taney County to get to our side of the lake, come all the way down 86, come across the bridge, get onto UU, and come into our neighborhoods, there'll be 60 houses burnt to the ground. There's going to be people who get hurt, die, potentially smoking inhalation. You're seeing the news today.
Let's wrap it up.
Okay, that's all I've got. I appreciate it.
I'm Tom Shefflett. I live on 91 Tall Tree Drive. And I'm supposed to be wrapping it up, so I'll make it short. You know, we can go through all the numbers, and we can talk about all the plans, and we can talk all about the contingencies and how we're going to mitigate this or mitigate that. Bottom line is there is no way this isn't going to affect our property values. And there is no way this isn't going to negatively affect our enjoyment of our property. It just can't happen. I've never heard of putting this type of road and this type of traffic through a residential neighborhood. I mean, it's like putting an interstate through a school zone. It's too much. We are not anti-development. Most of us were developers one way or another. I built power lines for a living before I retired. You know, you want to get in an argument, talk about building transmission lines through someone's yard. At any rate, but it's got to be the right place at the right time. And we just don't feel this is the case here. So please, please don't recommend this. Maybe later, different plan, but we just don't feel this is right, and it's going to cost us money. Thank you.
Thank you. He said he was wrapping it up. Is there anyone else signed up to speak? If you guys want to come back up, have anything further to say on this?
Well, this was a bad day for me to give up drinking, I'll tell you that. I of course, never meant to upset the neighborhood. My picture of that HGTV home was to illustrate the rooftop deckings that we were going to put in there, the colors and the styles. Of course, I'm not going to build that home. Never in my life has my integrity been questioned, and I won't let it be questioned tonight. So I haven't done anything outside of the laws of the land. I'm going to put a piece of property under contract, and I've made a request to the laws of the land. I appreciate the comments of everyone. It sounds like the roads are dangerous regardless of whether or not we buy it or not. I would suggest that the neighborhood try to fix it. My goal was to try to help. But if the roads are that bad, you might list those as adverse material facts. on your seller's disclosures. I've been in the real estate industry for 15 years, so.